What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Reverse Shot. I'm your boy, John Salmon. Joining me, as always, Andy Peterson.
That is me.
What it do, baby?
Oh, it do. And I've got the Christmas twinkle.
Where? In your eye?
I won't tell.
You're being naughty.
No, I got the Christmas tinkle.
All that Christmas booze.
The eggnog. Don't drive on eggnog, y'all. This is a sponsored
show. Hell no.
Oh, no. Hell no, man. Y'all know up and done it.
Today we are keeping in line with the holiday cheer, but we're taking it overseas, international, with the 2010 Rare Exports.
A Finnish film.
I think there's a subtitle. Come on, where's the subtitle? Rare Exports, A Christmas Journey or something like that. A Christmas Tale. Doesn't matter. This adventure fantasy horror is a nice little cult classic. But first.
And comedy.
Before we.
Wait, what are we doing before?
Before we do this.
What are we doing?
We are going to have to figure out who is going to win in this week's Cinema Brawl. This is where we pit two iconic film characters in the ring against each other, and who will win and who will lose. Today, Andy has some heat. Andy, who's entering in the ring?
Will Ferrell's Buddy the Elf.
Okay.
Versus Tim Allen's Santa Claus.
All right. Well, in real life scenario, Tim Allen's beaten anything because he's beaten the case.
He beat that cocaine case. He snitched.
Well, that's how he beat it. Beat that other snow case. And
Buddy's just a wimp.
But Buddy is pure.
Just,
he is from the realm.
Just like Tim Allen's cocaine.
He's the real pure white. Not that Tim Allen stuff.
Cut with that baby laxative.
No, but I think Buddy, he's just pure, man. He's from the world. He is Santa's true help, where Santa Claus, or Tim Allen's Santa Claus, just a fraud, man. Yeah, he's just a fraud. Just Tim Allen in the suit.
That
was him entering in witness protection.
And the judge ordered him to get jolly every December.
Yeah, it was a court order. So, I say Buddy wins. He summons some magical crystal because he's probably magical.
Bye, Buddy. Hope you find your dad.
And that's it. I don't know how, but it's happening with him. He summons a candy cane spear.
Yak.
Javelins it through Tim Allen when he's not looking.
Wow, this is gruesome.
It's a Coliseum, battle to the death.
It's a Chris massacre.
And on that note, we're going to talk about Rare Exports.
Ooh.
A film I have seen a few times. Andy had not seen.
No.
One time. But in the depths of a Korvanturi Mountains. I hope I said that right, because if not, whatever. 486 meters deep lies the closest ever guarded secret of Christmas. The time has come to dig it up. This Christmas, everyone will believe in Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Which, let's remind the people, Santa was created or born, for those that are young listeners. I don't think we have any. Born in Finland.
Yeah, he was born.
Born, not created.
Not created. Yeah, in Finland. So this is probably closer to like the folklore and the true tale of Santa, or at least how he's represented. And maybe I wonder if the Finnish children are like scared of Santa.
It sure seems like they want to see him. They're excited, but then they take the naughty or nice thing very serious over there. Like, if you're naughty, you're
This movie's about this excavation team up in the mountains who are trying to uncover this mine and what's buried beneath it. They're working for some company and they believe that it is, treasure, but they don't realize that the treasure, is in the eye of the beholder. They're thinking it's going to be, gold and gems and money, but you learn that it's the potential secret, uncovering the secret of Santa Claus.
The claws himself.
Yes. Isn't it like kind of portrayed in this film like Santa? Isn't he like he kind of looks like Krampus, right?
Yeah, he's got like the
The big
antlers.
horns,
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
like
They don't really.
I think that's what the original
Santa is?
tale is. Yeah.
Jeez, that sounds terrifying.
Yeah, I think Hallmark is the one that kind of dumbed him down and made him this fat jolly guy
Made
at a
him Tim
mall.
Allen,
Yeah,
it, under witness
a
protection.
fat mall man that you sit on his lap,
Yeah, like what the heck?
piss all over.
I'd be scared of this version of Santa.
I
Absolutely.
don't know. There's a couple malls I've been to where those versions of Santa are scary to me.
Ha. You're right. I've seen some scary Santas at the mall too. Man, you are 100% right. Shouts out to little the Enzion Theater because I believe this is one of the movies they're playing in, and they play it every year
Oh, wow.
in their little Christmas rotation.
Enzion, Maitland, Florida. Go check it out.
Shouts out.
Maybe they've listened to us before.
Shouts out. Maybe. You never
Maybe
know.
we can collab one day.
This movie stars
The great
Oni Tomila,
Oni Tony.
plays Pietari. I mean, listen, there's Peter. I think we're gonna call him Ryan. Okay? Peter and Ryan,
Yeah.
two little kids on this
One
side
has
of.
a badass mullet
Oh my God, yes, they have
with that bowl front.
yeah, these look like they, these kids look
They
like they
look.
could have survived in the Monster Squad. They look like they should have been
Oh, yeah.
part of the Monster
They
Squad.
look like hockey goons.
Yep.
Like
But like they're like 10.
they're your typical hockey goon, like in
10
the
and like
making.
13.
Yeah.
What did you think of this movie, Andy? First time seeing it? Did you laugh?
Oh, I did laugh.
Did you like the adventure?
It was a great adventure. It was I got to see a lot of naked old men.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Anytime you can sign up for that, that's always a thrill.
Is that what you're into?
Yeah.
Word, word. Just checking.
Yeah, I didn't deny or confirm, but no, it had a thrilling aspect to it. It was made to be a cult film. You could feel like, oh, this is gonna be a cult film. I
Yeah,
don't
like
know how big it is in Finland,
right.
if it's like their like Christmas story,
I
but
wonder. I mean, how could it not be?
like they believe that stuff. I don't know. Maybe it's a true story over there.
Is how it actually happened. Let's tell you how it really happened. Yeah, no, I thought the performances were great by all these actors. I mean, I'm unfamiliar with every single one of them. They're all a bunch of Finnish actors.
Yeah, I looked up their IMDb's and it was just a bunch of Finnish films.
Yeah, I haven't never seen them in anything before, but
Who is the biggest Finnish actor? Why don't you do a quick research on that?
who's the biggest Finnish actor?
Yeah, do you know any?
Oh, man. Biggest like Hollywood actor?
Yeah, who's from Finland?
Let's see.
This is
I'm not sure.
the part in the show where we research
Live research.
live research. Who's the biggest Finnish actor? We got any?
Nobody.
Damn,
No, sir.
haven't brought any of them over here yet. We're doing Finland
Rennie
dirty.
Harlan is the biggest one.
Who?
Renny Harlin. You don't know Renny Harlin?
No.
Director? He made he actually would make the second Die Hard movie. Renny Harlin. I think he's married to Gina Davis. Hey, look, man. Hey, man. He
That's the
made
best.
Cutthroat Island.
Yeah. Okay, it's the best. It's the best we got.
That's the best we got. He made Driven. He made hold on. Cliffhanger? Come on.
Oh, okay.
Blast from the Past?
Yikes.
Not good.
Man, this guy just doesn't know what genre he wants to do.
I mean, I feel like a lot of the movies he did were all those Deep Blue Sea. Come on, man. Cutthroat Island, Cliffhanger, Die Hard 2. He definitely knew. Nightmare on Elm Street 4.
Oh, man.
Exorcist the Beginning. Yeah,
Oof.
he fell off in the 2000s, but he in the 90s, oh, Long Kiss Goodnight.
Okay.
Yeah, he went ham. Cutthroat Island though.
Okay.
That'd probably be his. I'm surprised his career didn't end there. But yeah, you know, I know Renny Harlin.
Okay.
That name rings a bell. So
All right, well,
absolutely.
good for
So
you,
they got some.
Finland.
That's a rare export right there.
Oh, and with that,
With that, I'll be here all week. No, I really liked it. I liked the I liked the interpretation of stuff, and I like the like little mystery that's going on. You know, they uncover this old man. They believe that he's Santa. And
Yeah,
so they have him like chained up and they're like interrogating him kind of, and
he looks
they
like
think this,
anorexic Santa, but yeah.
yeah, like super tall, anorexic, old, decrepit looking Santa, not the big fat jolly guy you're thinking of, not the Tim Allen.
No, he's no Tim Allen.
Also shouts out to gingerbread snaps or ginger cookies or whatever,
Oh
'cause
my
these
God,
people were going in. That's like their number one like source of food.
There's a man literally missing an ear after getting it bit off, and then he like next scene he's just
They
snapping
offer
into
like a
some.
plate.
He's just eating some gingerbread cookies.
Yeah. Oh
Yo, it
man.
made me want to.
It definitely made me want
I
some.
went and got some Pepper Ridge Farm.
Dang, you went and got some?
Hell yeah, I did.
Dude, I need to go get some.
H
Well,
have you had any yet this December? Or are you slacking?
slacking, it could be a word. Also, you know, pandemic and
Oh, that's gonna stop you from getting gingerbread?
mean.
Dude, I saw a recipe for a gingerbread cake. I think I might make it.
Dang, you're going in.
I like gingerbread.
I mean, I like gingerbread too.
I'm not a
I don't
big
think I'm.
eggnog fan, but
Me
when it
neither.
comes to the holidays, I'll go in on some gingerbread.
Yeah, I never even thought about a cake, but all that sounds delicious. And I agree, I'm not a not an eggnog kind of guy.
Nah,
Who wants that?
not kombucha. What's the horchata?
Oh, you don't like horchata?
Horchata? It's all right.
I'm with it.
I like
That I'm just like,
the coconut. I like the coconut. I
What are
don't
your take on Malta?
know. Dude, I am one of few white folk that likes Malta. There,
Yeah,
you
it.
either like it or you are disgusted by it.
I haven't had it in a long time. I like it though.
It's a big Puerto Rican drink, right?
My people, mi gente.
I'm into it. I'm into it. That's how I'm accepted into the Puerto Rican fam.
You are invited to the barbecue.
Only if there's Malta.
You can have any beer you want as long as it's a Malta. As long as it's a Malta.
First time I tried it, fun fact, I thought it was I mean it looks like a Yahoo.
Yoo-hoo?
Or Yoo-hoo. Whatever the hell it's called. It looked like a Yoo-hoo, so I slugged it down. I was like, ooh.
That is.
That's not
I would be
Yoo-hoo.
mad if I thought that was gonna. If I was expecting a
I
Yoo-hoo.
was mad, but then it the taste I was like, you know, it's not half bad. You know what I don't like that white people like is Nutella.
You know what I like? That white people like?
Nutella.
Nutella! I got that thing on deck. I just revealed it. I pulled it out and
Just pulled it
like
out.
magic. Yeah, I have one on deck. I just like summon it.
Now,
Conjure
do
it
you
out
like
of my hand.
Malta?
Of course.
Okay, I was gonna say, I thought we just
Bro,
switched.
you cut me open, yellow rice and Malta pours out.
You cut me open, there's no
Nutella might come out too.
Nutella.
Yeah, so they uncover this old man, but then they learn that this old man is actually just one of his many elves.
Yeah, God,
And
cereals.
the real Santa hasn't been revealed yet. And he's this, it's actually kind of interesting because we don't ever really get to see him.
No, well, we kind of get his form.
Yeah, he's like encased in this big block of ice, but they don't ever really, he never thaws out. And it's not like the third act is Krampus running around everywhere. It's like, no, it's pretty, we're just getting chased by naked elves.
Yeah, naked old men with, they
Yeah.
look like World War Z.
Yeah, the elves are not your, little guys with pointed ears. No,
It looked like
they're.
Ari Aster was out there, like, herding and
Yeah,
telling them to run.
it's all the naked people in Hereditary, like lurking around. That's what's happening. But they're all like old men. There's not a woman in sight.
Yeah, we don't even get to see a naked old woman.
Damn it!
John
You told me there's going to be naked old women. Damn it!
John tried to trick me like a third of the way through the film. He's like, "You know this is PG?" And I was like, "Nah." And then I see naked penis and I was like,
Nah,
"Nah."
maybe.
Maybe, but nah.
Yeah, I know. There's like dead creatures and slight blood and gore. I'm like, you know this PG, right?
I was
This
like,
is a kids movie.
a word.
No, it's
It
actually rated R.
kind of is a kid's movie too, if we talk about that. You're following, I mean, your lead is a kid. And it's got that spirit of like a children's film.
Yeah. Only like the visuals are, it's just a little darker.
Yeah.
It's
And
like Pan's
naked.
Labyrinth or something. It's like some fantasy, but, kind of going into this horrific route.
Yeah. With and I thought the comedy was great. I could see their comedy is very dry. But I like it. I like all comedy. So I got along with the Ginger Snaps. It's they may have overdone it a little, but it was what it was.
I'm trying to see with the director, Jalmari Helander, what he's made, and just a bunch more
We'll
movies
just
for
call him
Finland.
Jay.
Yeah, mo direct director J.
Director Jay, like Mick G. DJ.
DJ. That's for director J.
Director
But all his movies are Finnish, except for at least this and this and this might be, but they got Samuel Jackson in it
Oh.
for 2014 called Big Game.
Well, he's Finnish.
I did know that. Here's the biggest one. He was almost gonna go be called Samuel F. Jackson for Finnish.
We're so funny.
That's why he thought he was also gonna go with F4, cause he's funny. Samuel Funny Jackson. All right, I'm done with that. Never let me do that again. Please never let me do that again. I'm trying to look at trivia for this movie.
And
There's one entry.
okay, let's hear it. I'm sure it's a keeper.
I don't even know who this is. Brian Greene's passport number is 314159265, the first several digits of pi.
Who
God, that's the one, that's the only trivia we got. I'm
that?
sorry.
Darren
I know. Like, who made this? Who's Brian Greene? Is he an actor?
It's Darren Aronofsky.
Who's Brian Greene? Is he somebody in the movie?
Oh, they do show a passport.
There's a guy named Brian.
It's the
Oh.
American guy. Hey,
His
man.
password is pi. I mean, his passport is the numbers of pi. We did it, man.
Which nerd
We cr Yeah, I
paused the
know.
film? That had to have been an accidental pause, and they had to have just known like that's pi. I
Listen,
mean,
this
there
is
are those
this.
frame by framers out there. I call them frame by framers.
Oh, is that what you go call them?
Yeah.
Have you been to the frame by frame convention?
I'm out in Carson City, Nevada.
It's all the framers. All the framers gather around
Just
and count
trolls.
frames. They all bring their best
Their IMDb trivia.
they all bring screenshots of their best trivia, yeah. It's a must. Listen, if you're looking to watch a different type of holiday movie, still has the Christmas spirit. I mean, apparently this is the home of the Christmas spirit. It doesn't get more Christmas than Finland.
Yeah.
All right? But it's on Amazon Prime Video. It's on Hulu, Tubi, Shudder. Shouts out
Enzion.
to Shudder. Yeah, and it's going to be playing here at the Enzion. If you're in
Every
Central
year, you say.
Florida, every year, go check it out. Why not? Also, shouts out to Shudder because if you like horror movies, I mean, what the heck? They're doing it right. But yeah, go give this a watch. Cult classic. See what you've been missing for the last 10 years. And join this little rare exports cult. Why
Yeah,
not?
I do it. It's I'll watch it again. I'll watch it every December.
Yeah, you gonna show your son?
Yeah.
Heck yeah. This
Yeah.
is like Stranger Things, you know? This is like some Stranger Things vibes. But Christmas, a little Christmas take. I like it a lot. With that, that's gonna wrap up this episode of Rare Exports. Andy, any final words?
Trying to think of that finished paragraph that I know.
That one with the.
The one with the yeah.
Tell me, how does it, what's the first line?
Something about a mountain and boats and sweaters. I don't know. And cool haircuts.
It was
But
a
it was
good
a
proverb.
yeah, it was. I think it was the great Finnish poet Nesbø.
Nesbø Helsinki. He's a good man. He's a good man. You can find us on Instagram at the Reverse Shot.
You know what? I'm probably part Finnish too, so.
This podcast is gonna come on.
That's a yeah, that was a good one.
I try. And with that, I'm John Salmon.
I'm Finnish Peterson.
We are out.
Peace.